3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Friday the 18th of November. It's Mickey Mouse Day. Happy birthday, Kim Wilde, Anne McPartlin, Stephen Moffat and Owen Wilson. The row between Russia and Ireland over the war in Ukraine deepened on Thursday as the Russian ambassador was summoned to a meeting at the Department of Foreign Affairs. It follows Russia's announcement of sanctions on more than 50 Irish officials and politicians, including Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. The measure means that all 52 on the list are prohibited from travelling to Russia, and the reason given by the Russian Foreign Ministry was Ireland's support for sanctions against Russia and because Ireland is conducting, in their words, an aggressive anti-Russian propaganda campaign. There's an ongoing discussion in government circles as to whether Ambassador Filatov should be expelled, and Micheál Martin strongly condemned Russia's actions on Thursday.
It's not the norm in a diplomatic situation to be really essentially engaging in propaganda, a form of hybrid warfare. This is part of Russia's misinformation campaign, and we will not be deflected from our stance of solidarity with the Ukrainian people or opposition to an immoral and illegal war against the Ukrainian people.
It was good news from Istanbul on Thursday as it was confirmed that an agreement allowing grain exports from Ukraine to pass safely through the Black Sea has been extended by Russia and Ukraine for at least another 4 months. The deal has been vital in easing world food shortages and boosting Ukraine's wartime economy, and it had previously looked under threat when Russia temporarily suspended their participation last month. The extension was mediated by the United Nations and Turkey, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres seemed relieved as he confirmed talks had been successful.
Turkey, Ukraine, Russia and the UN had come to an agreement for the rollover of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, allowing for the free exports of Ukrainian grains.
Meanwhile, Thursday saw another series of Russian missile strikes on energy facilities across Ukraine, the sixth attack on the country's energy infrastructure in the past month. But in an interview with Bloomberg, Ukrainian President Zelensky vowed the conflict in Ukraine will not end until his forces have recaptured the annexed Crimea.
Crimea is part of Ukraine. This is not just a state within a state. It's part of our country and part of our sovereignty. Therefore, indeed, the occupation of the Crimea and Donbass will bring the end to the war.
Thursday saw UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt take to the House of Commons floor to deliver the autumn statement, where he kicked things off with some cheery news from the Office of Budget Responsibility.
They confirm that our actions today help inflation to fall sharply from the middle of next year. They also judge that the UK, like other countries, is now in recession.
Onto the plans themselves, and Jeremy announced an additional 2-year freeze on income tax and national insurance thresholds, an increased windfall tax on major oil and gas producers, and confirmed that state pension and benefit payments will increase in line with inflation. He also established what's happening with the energy price guarantee, which was introduced last month by former PM Liz Truss to help families cope with soaring energy costs.
From April, we'll continue the energy price guarantee for a further 12 months at a higher level of £3,000 per year for the average household.
After a week of ballot counting, Thursday saw confirmation that the Republicans have taken control of the US House of Representatives in a narrow victory over the incumbent Democrats. With the Democrats retaining control of the Senate, a split Congress presents a challenge for President Joe Biden's administration, which will have to rely on some bipartisan support to advance legislation through the House. Republicans have already announced plans to start an investigation of what they call the Biden crime family. And after almost 2 decades in charge, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi confirmed that she'll be stepping down from her role as leader of the House of Democrats when the new Congress begins.
And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress. For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland Edition, Stephen Kenny's in hot water and an Australian legend returns.
Right after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
for me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back.
Thursday saw Ireland and England submit a preliminary joint bid for the Euros in 2028. Venues included in the bid were Croke Park, the Aviva Stadium and the still unbuilt Casement Park Stadium in Belfast. Meanwhile, as the World Cup gets underway in Qatar this weekend, Stephen Kenny's Republic of Ireland team have been keeping themselves busy with a Thursday night friendly against Norway. The Norwegian side arrived with a number of injuries, including to Man City golden boy Erling Haaland. But even still, they put on a good show and beat Ireland 2-1. Stephen Kenny was defending his team after the loss.
Very few chances in the first half. We didn't create chances in the first half. That was disappointing. Second half, we created three or four really good chances before we scored. So we really got penetration from Matt Doherty and Callum O'Dowd in the second half. And that was the difference. That was a big difference for us.
Tom Cruise sounds like an amazing friend, but also one who might accidentally lead you to your death, as Top Gun co-star Glenn Powell has revealed. The actor made an appearance on Fallon earlier this week to promote his new film Devotion and spoke about how Tom once gifted him flying lessons for Christmas. Aww. But things took a bit of a turn when he talked about that time Tom also invited him to come skydiving with him.
I found out that Tom's only request is that Glenn cannot go skydiving with another person. He has to go solo the first time. But awesome. The worst part is that I couldn't find my tab.
Yeah.
But like my first thought was like, oh, Tom just killed me. He's gonna feel so bad.
Fans of scripted Australian suburban drama are in for a treat after it was confirmed on Thursday that Neighbours will be making a comeback next year, just 4 months after its final episode aired. The soap has been running since the 1980s, and while Channel 5 have given it the axe earlier this year, the new season will be available to stream on Amazon Freevee. News of the comeback broke on social media on Thursday, and a few familiar faces made an appearance to announce the return.
Have you heard the news?
What news?
We're coming back on Amazon Freevee.
Hey! We're coming back!
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.